I was kissed by Alira. A crazy mad elven warrior attacked us and stabbed her. This is not a friendly place. I managed to heal her, to mend the wound together, and she kissed me. Alira is starting to change, and as she does, my feelings for her deepens. I mean, she's still a spoiled diva, but what can she do? She really is amazing. She kissed me. I know, it was only on the cheek, but it was more than a friendly kiss. Oh, by the Raven God, she's falling for me. I can't believe I haven't seen it before. She loves me. That's why she's changing. I have to be careful not to hurt her feelings. We have to remember why we're here. To help Vorina. And right now, right here, we have to be careful. Because as easy it is to get carried away by this place, the bright surface and the high branches, we have to be careful not to get caught by the darkness this forest hosts deep inside.
Too loud.
Sweden rolls once again, and we rolled loud ass.
Loud ass.
Loud as a loud ass.
Yep, that's what sugar does to you.
Too much chocolate.
Alira will be climbing up these trees in no time.
No, she didn't have any sugar.
Jacob is warming up the dice, as per usual.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so in the Windwood, in the center, in the heart of the Windwood, kill them. They must die. The intruders. How is this going to go?
Yeah. Nissel, he steps forward straight away.
No, we're not into the action.
We're not.
No, we're still in the intro.
Yeah, you have to.
Sorry.
I'm impatient.
You know? I'm so sorry.
He's so impatient. He just wants to jump into the game.
For the sake of Dominic, let's jump right into the adventure. You're standing there, Odvir having backed away from Alira, blushing. Vorena and Nissa standing next to each other, almost back to back even, when the elves are calling out that you have to die. You're intruders, you must be killed. And we will start this episode off with you rolling for insight. Or scout, depending on what you roll and how well the roll goes. I will give each one of you one piece of information. You will not get the same info. You'll have to succeed with a scouting roll or an insight roll.
Exciting. One success.
One success. Do you want to push it?
Yes.
And you're rolling for insight or scouting?
For insight.
For insight, okay.
So I'm rolling 8 die.
Eight dice? You're an quite insightful fella.
Yeah.
And only one success.
Yes, okay. But I'm re-rolling now.
Okay, you're re-rolling 7 dice only.
And another success.
Another success and no failure. So 2 successes.
And can I use my pride here?
What's your pride? Have you picked a new one?
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't gone through that.
What's that?
Okay. Yeah. We haven't gone over that. So I'm naturally intuitive. I think that would be
that would
suitable.
Surely be appropriate. Yeah, yeah? Of course. Yeah. Roll the pride die. Ooh, that big orange one. It's so lovely. Right. Remember, if you roll no swords, you lose your pride.
Well, it's gone.
It was a very good pride.
Could have been
I approve of the choice.
Yep.
Yep. You still got two successes.
Yes.
Yes, and that's not nothing. Who's rolling next?
Okay, I will roll. Nistel will roll for scouting.
Scouting for Nistel.
One success.
Yep. Want to push it? The number of successes will decide how much info you will get.
I will push it. I just gave myself another failure.
And another willpower point.
That's true. Always look on the bright side.
See?
Yep.
Silver lining.
And you were at zero when the campaign started, so you're up now to
indeed.
A few. Allura rolling for?
Insight.
Insight.
Three successes.
Oh,
I'm gonna get to know so much.
Do you want to push it?
No, thank you. I'm
okay. Good. There was one failure there as well. Yeah. So
we don't talk about the failure.
three successes. I'll roll for scout. Rorena will roll for scouting. She rolls with one success, and I'll push it.
You'll push it.
And I get another one.
Okay, so going over this, Jacob, you rolled two successes for insight.
Yes.
Morena, you rolled for scouting, got two successes. And Isel, you got?
One success.
One success for scouting.
Yes.
Yeah, and insight. And three successes will do you last, I think. So I want the rest of you to blur, and Jacob will listen along with the listeners. What you're realizing, Jacob, is that you can see from the reactions of all of the elves here that you see murder in the eyes of many of the elves. But in other eyes, you see curiosity instead. Immense curiosity. This being so unheard of. Non-elves coming into the Windwood, to the capital or the center of the wood, must have roused curiosity among many of the elves here. Now you, Blur, and Angela, listen. Okay, Angela, for two successes in scouting, you can see that there are different branches of the military here. They wear different sigils, and all of the ones who have weapon drawn and have them pointed at towards you or with melee weapons almost on the verge of attacking you, rushing up and attacking you, they all have one sigil, a lily of the valley. So that's something that they all have in common.
Okay.
Nissel.
Yes.
Scouting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can see clearly that these people who have their weapons drawn, they know what they're doing. They know what they're up to.
You mean they're clearly good fighters?
Yeah, you can see that from the posture, from the way they hold their weapons, from the way the posture and stuff like that. They really know what they're doing. And from a tactical point of view, they have an enormous upper hand towards you, of course. You can't really see a way out.
No. Okay.
And Annalie, with an insight roll of 3, you see up on a ledge, almost like a balcony, and you see a woman standing up there on this ledge, and she has this magnetizing, mesmerizing, this amazing charisma. And you can see even from afar that this is one of the most intelligent people you've ever seen. And with three successes, on a ledge below her, you see another elf. And having seen you, she is utterly shocked. I mean, everyone here is shocked. But this one has a knowing glint in her eye. She's wearing blue silks and long braided hair, and she has a necklace with an amethyst in it, so that we, for the listeners, set her apart from other elves, who of course come in all kinds of sizes and different hairstyles, different hair colors, stuff like that. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So, we have this scene where we started the episode. Odvir backing away, blushing from Alira. Alira's arm just magically having been healed. And Nissel and Varina just standing back to back, holding your horses, looking up at all these elves, just weapons drawn. And some and a commander, a captain probably, who yells out, "Huilora, what's the meaning of this? Why have you brought them here? That is not for your ears, Ulia. That is for the queen's ears only. And it's to the queen that I'm bringing these here visitors." And everyone, having heard those words, look up, high up to one of the thickest trunks. And up there on a ledge or balcony even, stands a formidable woman with an incredible charisma. It's almost like she has an internal light that just is too bright to be contained by her body, and she just radiates power and knowledge and wisdom. "Bring them to me, if you please."
"Okay, come on, let's go. They seem not to be too happy here."
"Aye, and we got no choice anyway."
"They're kind of making us so."
"That must be Johanna. Finally, I will be face to face with my we'll see."
"Aye, could get to the core of this thing."
"With my
Some questions for you. Charisma, huh?"
"Mm-hmm.
Must be where I get it from."
"Yeah, Verena. Known for your
They
charisma.
Lead us up to..."
"Yes, the two sentries that were the first two elves you encountered, they take your horses, because obviously you can't then bring them into the trunk. So they're holding two horses each. While the captain, whom you now know, her name is Huilora, the captain that you met earlier, and the captain who seemed to be in charge of the ones who wanted to kill you. Her name is Ulia."
"I'm sorry, Huilora is the captain."
"Who you met in the glade."
"Yes."
"And Ulia is the, seemed to be in charge of most of the guards here."
"Higher."
We're just having a pause here to let the players make some notes.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we all know, notes are the... Anneli is faking writing notes.
"I remember everything. I don't have to write stuff down. But no, yeah. Fake writing."
"This is what fake writing sounds like."
"Yeah.
This is exactly..."
And then
"Done. Yes.
Renzo." Inside the trunk, you see that they have cut out stairs leading upwards. And it's not that they've cut out the entire tree, you know, to make it hollow. It's just that they've cut out tunnels almost. But they're just enough, and they spiral up, exactly. And it's just enough room for, like, Vorena, yeah, you almost bump your head and you almost hit your shoulders on the walls. It's not made for two people meeting up.
"It's a fine, spacious tunnel, this, isn't it? I like it. It's a grand staircase."
Oh, it's way wonderful. To see the positive in every situation, Nistle.
Can you hear the vibration getting a little bit more, a little bit louder? Can anybody? It's changed its tone again. It seems like with every flight that we go up, it seems like it gets crisper and lighter, as if it's hollowing into my skull. Can you hear that?
It doesn't bother me.
No, I don't feel that way.
It's almost getting a little bit painful for Verena.
Okay.
She's feeling something.
You go up, high, high up. And all these stairs, it's, probably as high up as walking up Baron Lavidus' high tower from season one. And of course, there are sideways heading off to left and right now and then on your way up. You're going straight up. And as you come up, then suddenly it opens up. And here, the tree is hollow. And you come to a room with a diameter of 15 meters, 40, 50 feet. And in here, out of the wood itself, is carved thin pillars and chairs, even a table. And also kind of an exit out onto the balcony where you presume that Johanna was standing earlier. But now she's come inside. She has taken a seat, the high seat of the table, and motions for you to sit.
What should we do?
I'm taking a seat.
I'm doing that too.
We all sit. Verena looks at this woman and says, "My name is Verena. I am from the Moldena Plain. And my companions and I come from the west. We have had a long journey to come to Windwood. And we are..."
I'm going to halt you there just for a moment. Because Jacob, you can sense that she's casting some kind of magic.
"We come from the west and we have traveled far to come to the Windwood. We didn't know that this was where we would end up. But because of certain... but because of a certain destiny, this is where we are, sitting in your room. We don't know who you are, and we would like to introduce ourselves to you."
"By all means, do so. I would very much like to hear what you have to say for yourselves."
"As I said, I am Verena. I am from the Moldena Plain."
"I'm Nissel. I come from not so very far away from here, from the Shroud, originally."
Here, an intake of breath from several of the people that are here. In this room with you, apart from the queen, is an elven man standing beside her and slightly behind her, and four other elves who are like, they're standing by the walls, observing every moment. And also the captain who ordered your death, and also a female elf with braided hair and an amethyst necklace. And they're all listening very intently to your words.
"My name is Bilambra, and I'm from... it's far away."
"My name is Odwyr, and I'm a druid."
"And as you can see, in this band of company, we have two half-elves. I am one of them. And for my part, I am curious to know if it's possible that I came from the Windwood originally.
I'm the other half elf, but I'm more like an elf than a human, so don't mind.
You most certainly are not.
Okay.
They're all just silent, looking at you. And at the queen.
I want to know what she's doing with the magic that I sense from her.
Mm-hmm.
So I will try to understand it by...
So you wanna cast your spell?
Sense magic.
D66.
What power level? Because you have to beat the power level of her spell to get that info, isn't that so?
Yes. So I will use 3 willpower points.
Meaning you roll 3 dice for magic mishaps.
It's not gonna happen.
It's gonna be the opposite. No, it's not gonna happen.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's holding their breath.
No!
That's 2 ones.
Oh,
well, it never rains, but
so
it pours.
You waited, and now you got it.
Like a very sensitive time.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Extremely.
Well, on the upside...
is there an upside?
Well, the upside is that you beat the power level.
Yes.
But depending on what you roll, we'll see if you'll get the info you want, because it depends on what you roll.
And these are 2 mishaps, yeah. Right?
We have been waiting for it, so it's kind of like bring it on. Mm. Let's see what's.
They're generally, well, not as dangerous as some of the most dangerous ones.
Do you need to have that big of a die?
Oh my goodness!
Oh.
That is enormous.
Oh,
it's like bigger than a walnut.
It's like a tennis ball.
No, it's not.
No, it's the size of a
half
fig.
Of a
fig.
Slightly bigger than a ping pong ball. Or a squash ball.
Yeah.
4 grapes.
Here you go.
You get to roll that.
If you roll a 20, you roll twice.
Roll it. Come on. Roll it.
Otherwise, I'll pick one.
He's just staring at it. Like, whoa.
Do I want a 1 now or?
They're not ordered in any kind of like hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it heavy?
7.
1, 2,
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This one is not so bad, actually. This one is from our patron, Benjamin Hinnom.
Hi, Benjamin.
Thanks so much for contributing to this magic mishap table.
Yeah.
You get a magic overload. Roll a d6.
Ooh.
4.
So for 4 days, you need to spend a minimum of 2 willpower points when casting spells.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So it's not. It's thank you.
Like the bad well,
it was,
Christmas.
It was kind of good.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
means that each time you cast a spell, you have to roll a minimum of 2 dice for magic mishaps also. Which increases the possibility of bringing this list out again. So that was the first magic mishap. And the second one, please.
What?
Yeah, you
yeah, roll 2 again. Ones.
You know.
Roll
with this
ones.
One.
Yeah, yeah. With the big... Ping pong.
I love it.
I've never been this happy one. In my life before.
This one is from our Patreon, Martin Allen.
Hi, Martin
and
Allen.
I took the liberty of naming this one myself. Oopsie poopsie.
I'm sorry, my humor is really bad.
Magic courses through your system and reverses your digestive system for 1d6 days. You may want to eat and poop in private.
Give him some spice.
What,
he needs
it, like,
to go
super smelly or...
What?
Well, I don't get it. Is he? What is he?
I'm guessing. I'm guessing massive, like farting and burping, and you know,
with
like
the queen.
That was
and
what
I was
you
only
were...
joking before. I didn't know about this. I was only joking. You weren't here, Andreas. Andreas was going to get the really big die, and I was like, oh, maybe he gets to fart every second or something, every minute. And I was just joking. And look at this.
Bad things happen around you.
For how many days? Did you roll for how many days?
No, I'm going to.
Five days.
Smelly druid.
5 days of farting.
But the question is, will the reek come through to the goblin? Always
he
surrounded by
smell.
Foul smell.
You like that? Oh, true. That.
He likes the females.
You can eat next to me. I won't mind.
Remember earlier when I told you that the upside is you beat the power level.
Yes.
Which means that, I mean, none of these magic mishaps made you fail your spell. There are magic mishaps which make you fail a spell in different ways. None of these did that.
No.
Which means that you actually succeeded with your spell.
Well, something good.
Go out, druid.
The spell is from the awareness list practiced by druids. So you have seen this spell before. Maybe that's why you recognize it. The spell is called telepathy. And the caster can read the surface thoughts of another person for a few minutes. Digging deeper for memories is harder and requires power level 2 or even more, depending on how fresh the memory is. And she is casting this at power level 2 at Vorena. And I'm guessing, Angela, as you were talking to her, of course you couldn't, you weren't trying to hide your thoughts. And you didn't not think, this is my mother. Right? That would be very improbable, I'd
I was
say.
Trying to just figure out how to not say that.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Don't unfortunately, think of the big elephant.
Unfortunately, she, since you were the one taking the lead on this discussion, she cast a spell at you. And as the druid casts his spell, she looks at you.
I'm whispering to her as soon as I get that information.
And as soon as you get that information, you see her gaze just razor sharp, turns towards you. Are you casting magic in my hall?
Wasn't I supposed to? Is it wrong?
Well, now you've done it. By all means, do tell her what I've been doing this time.
Of course.
Oddver, what?
She can read your mind.
What? Well.
She knows what you're thinking. You are thinking.
All of you, leave. She's not looking at you. She's looking at the elves present. And they're like, what? Why should we leave? No, you can't be alone with the strangers here. No, that's impossible. We can't leave you. And she just... Did I not make myself clear? And they all just like... all right, then we'll just... and they start walking away. Some down the stairs, some up the stairs, someone out on the back balcony. Vorena of the Moldana Plains, claiming to be my daughter.
I believe Ailara is the name you gave me.
I did not give you, if it truly is you, any name whatsoever. How old are you?
130. Soon 131 years old.
So 130 and a half.
Exactly.
You were going to say.
You're pointing at me because I was like,
I saw it. She was like, I got to say it.
130 and three quarters.
Try to say it. Oh, so happy that you said it.
Oh. And a half.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks.
Well, the timing would be right. Have you returned? Why?
Because I want to know why I was left for wolves, wild animals, the mist, to
to get me. Instead, it was a quite nice couple that took me in. But I have the necklace. And this has led us here to find my true kin. And I believe it to be you.
What proof beyond your age and your half-elvenness have you?
I am an exceptional fighter. I have skills that no human has. And from what I know from the Windwood, you are vicious fighters. The worst of your kind. What is known about the Windwood is not much, because not many people seem to come away from here. And I believe that I have this trait that the people of the Windwood also have, the elves of the Windwood. And really, to be honest with you, I would just like to know the truth.
Verena, might I suggest you showing her the necklace?
Please do. I've seen it in your mind, but I would like to see it with my own eyes.
So Verena takes off the necklace. She stands up and she holds it in front of the queen.
She takes it, looks at it, reads it. I have never seen this necklace before in my life.
Verena takes the necklace back and puts it on her neck underneath her clothes. But you are Johanna, are you not?
I am Johanna, Queen of the Windward. And 130 years and a half. I did give birth to a child, fathered by one of the great heroes of the Asleans. He was a fascinating man, defied the Blood Mist, defied the Rus brothers, defied everything. Came here looking for glory, but found none. This was at a time when I was curious. I wanted to know what it felt like to have another life growing inside my body. I mated with this man, and then I killed him. I drank his blood. I ate his heart. And then you came. Proof of my heresy. Somehow, someone got you out of the woods, got you away to safety. But that person was not me.
You would have killed me.
Of course.
Why?
Your existence is proof of my heresy.
There are 5 people here who know about this heresy. And it is we in this room.
And probably one more somewhere.
Unknown. Nevertheless, I am here with my companions. We are unarmed. And from what I can tell, she looks at Oddvir, you're telling the truth. Johanna, Queen of the Elven Realm. And for that I thank you. I want nothing from you. But I would like to find the person who brought me to safety. Why would somebody care about me?
You're asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you.
I don't know. I do not care.
What do you intend to do with us?
I'm pondering it, weighing in my mind whether to let you leave here or not. I will decide tomorrow.
All right.
It's best to go now. Sure. Captain Huilora will provide you with some quarters. We will meet tomorrow by first light.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aye. Thank you.
We'll get up and are escorted out, I guess.
Yes, you are.
By the captain who wanted us dead. Or was it the one who we met in the parade?
It's Huilora.
Huilora, the first one. Yeah. Sorry.
It's Huilora, indeed, who guides you out. And after having exchanged a few sentences with the queen, she comes to you and she says, well, I suppose you're supposed to be staying here now for a short while. Show you to some quarters. And she takes you away to another trunk of a tree, lead you inside. It's quite small in the outer edge of this small, what could you even call it? A village?
Yeah. It sounds elven, like it's an elven
capital
tree
village. Yeah, tree village. Yeah. In the outskirts of that village. And you're given a room with four beds.
Odvir.
Yes.
How did you know she was reading my mind? What else did she hear in my mind? Was she thinking of how she was going to be killed? Because we were most certainly in grave danger, I feel, right now.
She was reading your mind. I don't know what you were thinking, so I'm not reading your mind. And I wasn't reading her mind. I just wanted to know what she was doing. So that was what I was doing.
Marina, not to be the one who says it, but, you know, your mother is a grade-A bitch. She ate your daddy's heart? What the fuck's up with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we should run away now.
But run away.
Cannibalistic tendencies here, tendencies?
Yes, so we should... Hey, Laura! Hugh, Laura. Can she just help us out? Can we call her, like...
The captain.
Yeah?
They all seem so loyal to their queen for some reason.
Oh, hey, Laura likes me. Because I have a nickname for her. Hey, Laura.
I doubt that she will be disloyal against her queen.
I can always try to ask her. I'm pretty good at asking people stuff.
And it's going to be difficult also. I was thinking about maybe we could threaten her by saying that we will tell everybody if she doesn't release us, but I don't think that that's such a good idea.
There's an obvious problem with that plan.
Yes.
Yes.
There's more than one obvious problem.
Maybe.
Thanks, Nissel. You're so insightful.
And I tell you what.
What?
When that other captain, when she wanted to have us all killed, I had a good little look round at all of them with their arrows pointing at us, and I could see in every one of them that they are elves who know what they're bloody doing with a bow and arrow. They're fighters.
Yes.
They're professionals.
And without our weapons, we have no chance.
No weapons, no way out.
Did you see the other elf woman, the one with the amethyst thingy going on?
Aye.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
There's something about her. I don't know her name, but I think maybe she... I mean, I just picked this up from her that she's someone... She's pretty decent. I don't know. She looks nice.
Maybe we could try to get to talk with her.
Yeah.
There seems to be some of them. I got the feeling that some of them really wanted to kill us all. And there were others who were more curious... They wanted to know more. They were curious about us. They didn't want to kill us.
But the ones who did want to kill us, if she would have raised a pinky, we would have been dead in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Because you could see, like you said, Nisel, their marksmanship, there was something about them. The ones who had their arrows pointed at us, this was another level. And fighting our way out of here is just... I mean, even though I could probably make a decent fight, I couldn't protect you. And without our weapons, we have no choice but to meet the queen tomorrow. Unless we have possibility to meet this woman that you had feelings about.
Yeah. I didn't Alira. Have feelings.
Not
about...
feeling. You had a feeling.
Yeah. I have a feeling. I still have a feeling that there is something going on with her, and I just wonder how we can get to talk to her.
Are we locked in where we are?
There are no doors here.
No.
So let's just go and find her.
However, as you exited the big trunk, there wasn't a sight of your horses. And you were led to this other place where your quarters are. And you just peek down the stairs and you see that there are guards posted there.
But the captain...
Huilora.
Huilora. She was helping us when the attacker came. And... maybe the curious, maybe there are like two
opposing factions, so
yes,
to speak.
So maybe we could leak to her to see if this woman that you saw, if she's one of her allies.
Yeah, let's go ask her and see if she knows where she is.
I got the feeling she was just protecting us because we had news for the queen, and if we had been killed, then Huilora would have been responsible for that. So, I still think that Huilora has her loyalties to the queen, but if the only option we have is to try and find this, the woman with the amethyst.
Yeah.
And as you say, if you have a feeling, my insight is not good here at all. So if you have a feeling about Huilora, then I trust you, Druid.
Odwar, can you meld your mind with something, just an ant or something, so we can find her, the amethyst lady? Please, thank you.
I love it how she always says please and then thank you.
Please, thank you.
Yeah, because I know it's going to happen.
Please, bye-bye.
Yeah, it's going to happen, so I just say thank you in advance, because I know it's going to happen. Because that's the way
please,
I roll.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
How are you set on willpower points now? You just spent 3 to...
I have 4 left,
four
actually.
Left. Okay, yeah.
Oh, God, we're all in one room. He's going to have to eat here as well.
True that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of food, they bring you dinner because it's evening.
Oh. That looks good.
Is that a thumb? I'm just kidding.
That's yours.
Kidding. Just kidding. Daddy.
Daddy-o's.
Daddy-o's.
Daddy finger.
So you, daddy?
That was your daddy.
I pissed off about that. I had to show no emotion. Oh.
So they bring you dinner, and yeah. What are you going to do? You're just going to wait till morning, or are you going to...
Oh, it's...
I don't fancy waiting till morning.
No,
I can't see her letting us get away. I could be wrong, of course. One possibility is sneaking out to have a little look around.
You are a very good sneaker, so you can do that.
Aye.
We could cause a diversion with the two.
Yay!
There's two guards at the bottom of the stair.
That could be
That's
fun.
What I saw.
But the thing is, what am I going to do out there?
Sneak and see if you can find her.
Who?
The amethyst lady.
What about Odvir's?
Very well.
Yeah.
Hawk.
And when you find her? Oh, but... yeah, you can call Ileana.
Well, I don't see what we could do with her. I mean, she's flying somewhere above us, but why should I call her down?
Ooh, we can call Ralphie. I know he's around. I feel
hey
it.
Hey there, cutie pie.
There he is. Hi, Ralphie.
Yeah, you're the right pickle now, aren't you?
He's so cute.
Thanks, cutie pie.
You're welcome.
Look, Ralph.
Ralph.
Sorry. Mr. G there. You look like old friend of mine named Ralph.
Did he look like a fox?
You seem to be a master of mischief, actually. And that's a compliment. We need a slight diversion because our goblin here is a bit curious to take a little stroll among the grounds. And so maybe you could help us out with a little diversion, perhaps, with the two guards down at the bottom of the stairway.
Yeah, do your foxy thing.
See here, lady. I'm more of a spectator than a participant in this here adventure you got here.
Mm-hmm.
Fat load of bloody ease, that is.
Come on, please.
Someone who can look on as we die.
You could try and convince him.
Yeah, what a great idea. I like that.
I mean, just because he says, like, I'm a spectator, you guys are, okay, well, too bad.
I don't say that. She didn't give up. Just gave him a
Ralph,
second to
have
get
you
his
eaten,
shit together.
Have you eaten, Ralph? Have the rest of my dinner. It's delicious, elfin. It seems like it's a deer that they've caught. I don't know, the last time you ate. Are you a vegetarian? Fox? No.
No. Hello.
This food is... Oh, it's really...
Yeah, I think I'll eat outside.
Ralph, come on. It could be fun. You like fun, don't you? We could give you something in return. What is it that you like? We kind of are in a bit of a pickle here.
Do you
like
you
you're
see.
A gold? Big bunch of pickles.
You like excitement, don't you, Ralph?
Yeah, sure.
That's
do.
What you like.
Yeah.
It's not very fucking exciting, is it, when we're all sitting in here, and then in the morning maybe they'll whack our heads off, but that'll be pretty quick and that won't take very long.
No.
It's not going to be a lot of entertainment either, is it?
No.
Mind
no,
you, on the other hand, if we all go out there and we cause a bit of mischief, then you'll have something to watch. Then you'll have something to spectate, so to speak. So, bit help on that front. And then you could just go back to spectating and have something to watch.
Yeah, because, you know, we're pretty much out of ideas here. I'm just going to
speak for yourself.
Curl up in the corner.
I have a ton of ideas, and they're super good. I can create a diversion for the guards that will make them lose their minds. And then you can just sneak away, Nizzle, and find... the amethyst lady, and you, Ralphie Ralph, you can just sneak around and see if you get some information that we can use. Okay, and you, Druid, you can just sit here and idle or think about druidy stuff, and Verena, you can just keep up the good work.
Awesome plan.
I know, right?
I love it.
I know. Thank you.
So...
Oh, yeah, sorry, you still have to roll for manipulation. Either one of you three guys can roll for manipulation to convince Grelf to be a part of this
not me.
Illustrious
oh,
scheme of
yes.
yours.
I'd nominate
oh,
Alira.
Thank you. It's a shitload of dies.
There it is. 10 of them.
And no success.
Not a shitload of successes, though.
Oh, can I push
do
it?
Do you want to push it?
Push.
Yeah,
yes,
sure.
I do.
One success. Yeah. He says, I'll have a look around. Maybe I'll listen in on something.
Use those
Maybe
foxy ears.
We'll see. And he just goes, you all like look up at each other and then you look down again and he's gone.
Okay.
He's gone.
But Alira, instead of you creating the diversion,
mm-hmm.
because you had the special contact with the woman with the amethyst, I think that perhaps we should create the diversion and you can find the lady with
okay.
the amethyst.
I will
what do you think, Nissel?
Try to find her.
Six of one and a half dozen the other. She might be able to talk someone round better than me. On the other hand, she's bugger all use at sneaking.
Maybe you should both go and I will create the diversion.
Oh, please, no. Don't tell me.
I don't
want to
babysit him.
I have to drag her along with me out there.
And he smells. Ew.
Okay. It smells really bad in here now as well.
Ooh, let's leave Oddbear behind because he smells even worse than you.
It's a shame, really, to leave this room.
I don't know what it is with this elven food. It's really... it's so...
I mean, I'd love to really go downstairs and create a diversion right now, actually. Let's do it. Let's go. Can we go now? All right, let's go.
This will come...
So, like, the room you're in has a window. You're not that far up the trunk. So it has a window, an open window, and there's a stair leading down, and there's a stair leading up.
So maybe I create the diversion.
You're already doing that.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
But, I mean, like, telling them that I need to go.
Yeah,
and,
that wouldn't be any lie, would it?
They will throw the red carpet out for you.
Have you seen the back of your breeches?
No.
It's not a pretty sight, I tell you.
Good idea. It's not so much lying in this diversion, actually.
So, I go down.
Okay. And they just, like, hold their hands up towards you, like, halt, stop.
Sorry, it was so... The food was very heavy and a little bit too spicy for my taste, so...
They talk to each other in Elvish, and then they talk to you in Elvish.
Do you understand? Do you feel... oh, sorry. So it's... I really need to... and this, I do this... I show them with my hands and my stomach, and I start to bend my knees and going up and down and creating this movement on the tummy, and I say to them,
okay,
need to go.
They nod, and one of them goes away with you into the forest to some kind of latrine they've dug up there. Do elves poop? They must poop.
Of course elves
poop.
Elves gotta poop, yeah.
Must.
Yeah, they have a latrine somewhere in the forest.
Oh, no.
Where's the latrine in Lothlorien? We never get to see the Lothlorien latrine.
No. No.
Yeah. I mean, in Rivendell, I can imagine, like, an outhouse or
glorious.
Something. But, I mean, in Lothlorien, I mean, I... Yeah. So you've gotten one of them away.
So, one's away. There's one still down there.
Yep.
At the same time, there's a window, right?
Yep.
So, Nissel goes over to the window.
Yep.
Is the window? Is the there's no
there's
glass
no
there. Presumably
glass
it's just an opening.
Not, yeah, open.
But
window.
There's no staircase there. But still, you could climb down the tree.
Yeah, you probably could.
You?
Yeah.
So Nissel is going to climb down the tree.
All right.
Side the tree.
Stealthily, I suppose.
Stealthily.
Yeah.
He certainly is.
Grand Soul, roll for stealth, please. You okay there, Unley?
No. You're the one with the poo-poo pee-pee humor.
Okay, so... now, I...
Six plus two?
I have 6 plus 2, and this is quite a dangerous situation that we're in,
is
it not? So I'm going to also spend a willpower point to
you can
increase
roll
my stealth.
Yeah,
ah,
you can
well,
roll
do
first.
That.
You can roll first, and then decide how many... You can spend up to how many willpower points you need.
Okay, well, I only got one success then out of 8 dice.
Yeah. Want to push it? You have one failure as well.
I do.
Pushing or willpower points or both?
Willpower points, because I think I'm going to need all my agility for more stealth as we go through this, quite possibly.
Okay, so how many willpower points do you spend?
2.
2, giving you a total of 3 successes.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the general... I'm going to make a roll for the general public outside.
Okay.
Well, you creep down the trunk using your knife, I guess, or something in your claws. Digging them deep into the bark.
Pinch gripping, it's called.
Pinch gripping.
Yeah, pinch gripping.
Yeah, pinch gripping your way down.
Yeah.
And... there seemed to be no reaction to this whatsoever.
I am stealth personified.
Yeah, sure are.
A shadow.
Or they are blindness personified.
No, I like to think that I am shadow of a shadow.
Oh, yes, you are. We said it was evening, so the sun is starting to set. There are some rays of sun reaching down here into this this tree trunk village that they have going on. So. But some of the most of those rays start to fade. So you're using the shadows.
That suits a goblin very well indeed.
And where are you off to?
That's right. That's what was missing from this plan. Yeah. What was missing from this plan was a plan. So, Nissel is looking around, and how far away is the
big trunk?
The big trunk.
The big trunk is right in the center.
Right in the center there.
And this was on the outskirts we established.
Okay. So he makes his way very stealthily and carefully, avoiding any of the last red dappled rays of the sun and sticking to the shadows and flitting from trunk to trunk, getting ever closer to that big trunk in the very center of the village or the elven city or whatever one would call this.
Now, we could either do this, like, rolling, making five opposed rolls for each step of the way towards getting the trunk.
Oh, I say,
but
don't
how much
don't do
of
that.
A fun would that be for the listeners?
None at all.
We've made a roll, you've made a roll, I've made a roll, we have a result, we're sticking with that, at least until you get to the trunk.
That's a relief to hear. For the listeners, I mean.
Yeah.
yeah, sure.
Yeah, so you reach the trunk of the tree. Do you enter it, or do you look up it, or do you climb up it, or...?
I climb up it.
Okay. Too bad Anli didn't tell you what balcony she was on earlier. The listeners know and she knows, but you don't. So you have to trust in luck, or do you want to look inside every window?
Well, too bad for him that he didn't ask. Get some specs before he... runs off.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, I'm climbing up anyway. I may as well have a peek in the windows as I go.
Okay. So I would say if you're peeking in through every window you pass and you're pinch climbing.
Yeah, that's right. Pinch up, gripping my
up
way up.
And around the tree.
Yeah.
I would want another stealth roll now for the peeking.
I knew he was going to say that.
Actually, because this is something quite different. This is something else than sneaking through the village.
Well, I can't argue with that.
Okay,
right then, here we go.
I would actually also like some kind of... We didn't do that on the way down, but that was only because you were quite low on that tree. You're climbing quite high now.
Yeah.
I would also like a move roll for the climbing.
Very well. What should we do? Okay, so I'll
do the move
roll
first to see if you even get up the tree.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Well, one success.
Well, there is one success.
One success. All I could see to start with were the three skulls staring at me, but there is one success.
Yeah, which means that you are making the climb, but it's not going very fast. No. But you are making the climb. So now, please, the stealth roll to for the peeking in the windows.
Okie doke.
And balconies.
Three successes.
Three successes.
I am a shadow of a shadow of a shadow.
Do you want to spend any further willpower points?
To
increase the three to four or five?
I'm looking into the Game Master's eyes here to try and work out if that might be a... No.
You sure? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, you're a shadow of a shadow. They're not totally blind, but they cannot see this skulking goblin creeping up the trunk of the tree. And the 12th window you're looking in through has a small ledge, a small balcony-ish ledge. And right on the threshold of that stands the elf, the elven woman with the amethyst necklace.
Can I just ask, Verena's necklace, because of course Nissel has seen this.
Yeah.
Does that also have an
no resemblance whatsoever. No resemblance. Hers is a quite plain necklace in clay, I think.
Yeah, like it was a stone.
Stone necklace, yeah. This is, I mean, this is a big jewel with silver, like embedded in silver.
Okay. So, Nissel creeps up the trunk till he's just hidden around the curve of the tree from the balcony, and he whispers.
What does he whisper?
Excuse me.
And that's where we're going to end this episode.
With him hanging off the edge, the ledge.
Far up.
Verena's
outside
like
the trunk,
smoking a cigarette down in the room, and Alira didn't leave, did she?
Excuse me. Didn't.
I feel that everyone has been sitting on the edge of your chairs this episode. It's everyone has been really on edge and really, like, yeah. Verena, some answers.
Yeah, finally like opening and closure, but more open, more questions. Who is the person who brought Verena to the Muldena Plain, and why? Well,
we'll see. Maybe we'll find out next episode when Sweden rolls once again.
You've listened to Sweden Rolls, four actors playing the best of Swedish RPGs. Forbidden Lands is published by Fria Ligan Free League Publishing, and the setting was created by Erik Granström. If you like our podcast, please rate us and give us a review on iTunes. This helps us immensely in trying to reach more and more listeners. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, if you want the opportunity to win some awesome giveaways from Dreamcraft. If you want to support us and help us create more and more content, you can do so by going to patreon.com. There we have excellent rewards for those of you who may consider throwing us a buck or two. The music for Sweden Rolls is created by myself, Andreas Lundström. Until our next episode, goodbye and farewell.